Welcome back, everyone, to Open Forum on Women's Radio Network. I'm your host, Sonia Williams, and it's my pleasure to welcome to our show today CEO at Clarity in Numbers, Stacey Levine. Stacey, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Sonia, for having me.
Thank you, Stacey. So start off by telling our listeners where you're located.
We're headquartered out of Chicago, Illinois, and we do have clients in over 40 states, and we're also international, so we have clients overseas as well.
Nice. Okay, very good. Tell us a little bit about some of the services you're providing.
Sure. We're an actuarial and administration firm, and what that means is we help companies manage their employee benefits.
Okay. So now tell us, who are some of your clients when you say companies?
Sure. So we started 7 years ago, and we cater to all clients in all industries. That includes governments, non-for-profits, publicly traded, and closely held businesses.
Okay. And now, how long have you been doing this for, Stacey?
In my career, I've been doing this for about 20 years. I started at some of the other large actuarial and big four accounting firms, and I started Clarity in February of 2008, so a little over 7 years.
Okay, nice. And what inspired you to, I guess, go into this field?
What inspired me was many things. One, the lack of people that can explain information to clients and boards of what they need to understand due to our profession being so technical. Secondly, a lack of women in the profession that can help other women succeed in, you know, a business that's very, in the financial world, obviously, is still very male-dominated. And so I formed Clarity, and since that time, I've owned 100% of the company, and we're a WBE.
Okay.
Also, I have a passion for doing things the way it works, not the way people have done it for 30 years, which means flexibility for our employees, clients, business partners, and referral sources.
Nice. Very good. So now, what are some of your challenges that you come across in this position? And I'm sorry, how many people are you working with again?
Well, we're going to be, and that's part of what we're going to talk about for our future, is we're going to be growing very exponentially. We're looking to have about 25 people in the next couple of years, but since we've always done things very professionally from the start, and whether it's our marketing and business development, we have referral sources of probably 50,000 to 75,000 different referral sources across the whole country. So we're looking at very quick growth now. We have a lot of diversity in the things that we do that others really can't meet.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
When you ask about challenges, I guess I can answer that a number of different ways. There's always challenges that come, you know, daily. But, you know, in terms of what inspired me, I guess we can also rephrase that as who inspired me. My mother very recently passed away, and she taught me to always strive for my goals, think for myself, such that I was never affected by peer pressure. And she blessed me with the qualities of being a good person with integrity, honesty, respectfulness, and trust. So I really dedicate all my success that I've had and will have to my mother.
This is hard.
It's really hard to find, and it affects the way we recruit, the way we treat other people in our office, our peers, and we always have a positive outlook on what we can achieve personally and professionally.
No, definitely. And now, you know, once again for our listeners, we're speaking with Stacey. I'm sorry, how do you pronounce your last name again? Levine?
Levine, right.
Levine, okay. CEO of Clarity in Numbers, and they're located in Chicago, Illinois. And Stacey, do you ever have to travel for work?
We sometimes do. Actually, we're fortunate with our clients that we don't have a lot of travel. Part of our future that we're excited about is Clarity is going virtual, and what I mean by that is we'll be the first actuarial company that can do this successfully. We're paperless, and we use the most sophisticated business technology solutions. Uh-huh. So we even know the executives at Microsoft that have patent pendings on superior products never seen before in the industry. So we're going to be hiring the best people to set up offices in the entire U.S. and every city. And with that, you know, Clarity remains years ahead of the competition. It's kind of a hidden secret and even confirmed by the candidates that we interview.
Nice, nice. Very good. Excellent. So let's go ahead and give out your website. Is there a website set up? And then tell our listeners what they could find on the website.
Sure. My website is www.clarity-llc.com. And on the website, you can find, actually I was interviewed by CBS, and that's on our site. You can find all of our different service lines, our team, and which is growing. So that'll be changing. It's, you know, just a little taste of everything, and then we usually, you know, talk to people specifically about what we do.
Nice. Very good. So we're going to go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm just going to encourage our listeners to check out the website. Once again, that's www.clarity-llc.com. And we're speaking with Stacey Levine, CEO of Clarity in Numbers, and they are booking clients regarding their benefits plans and caters, and they cater to clients in different industries. You know, Stacey, quickly, let's go over some of the issues that, you know, when you say cater to clients and, you know, with their benefits plan, what are some of the issues that you come across that you need to assist them with?
Sure. A lot of them don't know, you know, how to manage the plans and what an actuary needs to do for them. Uh-huh. So, for example, if they have a pension plan or they have retiree medical benefits and they might not be doing two things, we have to report certain things to the IRS, which requires an actuary to do that. And we also work with their auditors to report things on their financials for their income statement and balance sheet. So it's pretty important. You know, they're very sensitive to how it's done and, you know, not having any surprises with the numbers. So, you know, that's really, you know, the thing that we bring to the table is being able to talk about the options, not just give them a cookie cutter type situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Very good. And that's good to know. Excellent. So once again, that website address for our guest is clarity-llc.com. Check out the website for any further questions or concerns. And Stacey, thank you so much for coming on our show. It was a pleasure. I wish you all the best with the wonderful work you're doing.
Thank you so much, Sonia.
Thank you, Stacey.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
Yes, of course. Once again, you're on Open Bye-bye. Form for Women's Radio Network. We'll be back with our next guest. Please stay with us.